So my name is Jos Solder and I'm working on research in automotive sector, and I would like to know your point of view. If you accept, I'm going to record our conversation, transcribe it and put the transcription with a pseudonym, that means not your real name, in a repository of text documents that will be used for the research. If you do this and you change your mind later and no longer want to participate, get in touch with us and we will immediately remove your interview from the repository. Later I'm leaving you an information sheet with contacts. So please tell me your name, surname, and if you agree.
Andon, and I agree.
Thank you very much. The first question. When is the one adjective or feeling that comes to mind when you think about car electronics?
Oh, that's a good one. Car electronics.
Yeah.
Not as easy as it used to be. that's my opinion, yeah. Not as easy as it used to be.
You are owning a car. Can you list 5 electronic components in your car?
The ABS, the ESP, the electro windows, the heating, and the heating and the steering. It's all electric these days,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. What kind of maintenance schedule do you have in your car or for your car?
Every 15,000 kilometers I have a service.
What are your sources of expertise and authority when it comes to making choices about car maintenance and repair?
I think you have to maintain your car, so my car gets all the maintenance it needs. And if it's earlier than the 15,000 kilometers, it's earlier, but...
And where are you doing that? At the dealer garage or...?
Always with the dealer.
Why?
I drive an American pickup, and that's the only ones that are expertise at it.
Tell me about the last time one of the electronic devices in your car or a car you did use malfunctioned.
That was the battery a few weeks ago. So I needed to replace it.
What did you do then? How happened it?
Old, tired.
Yeah.
The battery was old. 6 year old, it was dead.
Have you ever heard the term circular economy, or in Dutch, circulaire economy?
No.
It's something like economy based on sharing, reusing, repairing, recycling?
Recycling, yeah.
What does it mean to you in your own words?
It's a good thing it happens. We have to be careful with the world we live in.
If you had the option to replace a malfunctioning electronic component in a car, you were using with a new component or a used one, and what would be pros and cons of each for you?
I don't mind if it's new or used, it's what's best at the moment. Expenses are big con, of course. And yeah, else I don't mind. I really don't mind if they use products or new ones.
Do you have concerns about privacy and personal data stored by car electronics, for example, in a GPS, when thinking about reuse of car electronics?
I have nothing to hide, so no. No.
Does recycling and reusing mean different things to you?
No. It's in my mind. It's the same. Of course, I know it's there's a difference between, but in my mind, it's the same.
Would you feel comfortable with someone you don't personally know reusing your electronic car equipment?
No.
Why?
As I said, we have to be careful in the world we live in, so why don't use products?
What is your ideal car like? Describe it.
It's standing over there. So an American pickup.
On a scale of 1 to 5, 1 means not at all concerned, and 5 means extremely concerned. And the question is, how concerned are you about issues of environmental waste and pollution?
4.
Why?
As I said before, we have to be careful with the world we live in. So that's it.
What, if any, steps do you take in your life to promote sustainability?
Not so much, too little, to be honest.
Why?
Yeah, life, that's how it goes.
How much responsibility does each individual have to make? Lifestyle and consumer choices that help protect the environment, what do you think?
We have to, that's difficult because of the last question, but yeah, we have to take our own responsibility, but we don't do it as often as we should.
What can the car industry do to promote circular economy?
Nothing.
Do you believe that the car industry is already doing something of these things?
In Holland, when you buy a new product, you pay a verwijderingsbijdrage, we call it in Holland. So when you buy a new product, you also have to pay to recycle it already.
Do you think
buy a TV or so electronics mostly, but on a car it's the same.
But that this is what the people are doing. But what do you think if the car industry will do some such changes? Will it happen?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Yeah, life again. I think it's too easy to don't do it.
Last question: when do you think electronic waste from cars goes? After it is no longer used?
Explain now, do you mean the question? I don't understand the question really.
The electronic waste. It
means yeah.
If they cannot be used anymore, what do you think, where it goes?
On the trash, in the trash bin, most of the times. Yeah. But I have to say, in Holland, more and more people are. We have in Holland, we have Milieustraat, and there you can put all your waste, plastics, electronics, paintings, chemical waste. You can all, so they store it in the right way and reuse it in the right way. So that's a good thing in Holland, I think. And more people are using it.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi. Do you speak English?
Yeah.
I was interviewing your colleague.
Yeah.
And she told me that maybe you will also do it. I'm a journalist and I'm working for a research group about automotive sector, about cars.
Yeah.
And we are collecting meaning of car owners around the European Union.
Okay.
And it would be take maybe 5-6 minutes. Would you like to do that?
But we are not a car owner. We're a camper building company.
But you have a car.
Yeah,
you're owning your car. That is the meaning, your meaning about your car and about car driving, that is what we are collecting, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think my opinion will make a difference.
You never know it, because we are collecting around the whole European Union in every country.
Yeah, but it's the government that makes the rules and not we as people.
You can, that's what you can tell, yeah?
No. But I will not do the interview. Yeah.
So,
no.
Okay.
I'm a building company. Mm. I build campers. Mm. I need trucks to support my living. So if I have some opinion about it, then it's my opinion. But I'm sending here my name for a company.
So okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Zelfs wel om nu de auto's van de baan gaan halen alsjeblieft. Dan zijn ze langs de hekkant, dat doen ze eruit vandaan gaan halen. Collecting the meanings of car owners around the European Union.
Oh, okay.
Just to see what are the people meaning they are using cars.
Okay.
The interview would take maybe 5-6 minutes. Would you like?
I think
like?
It's good to talk to him.
Yeah.
He's a salesman.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Okay.
Would be very nice. So,
I will start now.
What kind of question?